for $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-5669. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-5669. 1-800-508-5669.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh,
wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
The word was retailers or Chesterfield or St. Charles. I'm learning a lot. Now, this is one of those silly Tommy James type songs. What is this?
Sweet with Little Willie.
Sweet Little Willie.
No, Sweet, the band's name is Sweet.
And the song's called Little Willie?
Yes.
How many times have you heard something, he shook his willy at her? It's another dirty song. We're not going to start this again. By the way, to the person who called the front desk and talked to Joan and went on and on and on complaining, call us. Don't call her. Call us and go on the air and complain. You single individual. Here's our number, 314-969-KTRS. That's our number. Or 888-550-KTRS. We'd be happy to talk to you. And to the guy who just wrote me who didn't particularly like the fact that I said I wish I could hear more fire from this administration regarding ISIS, more passion in the voice and complete disgust. I want to hear that. I'm sorry if you didn't like that I said that. You're also not going to like this. And to that guy, and he knows who he is, he can do me a big favor. I want you to do me a big favor. Here's the favor. Will you please send me anything that is hard evidence of the White House ever acknowledging Chris Kyle? Would you please send me that? Because I have searched and searched and can't find it. What I did find on Snopes, which has been proven to be a terrific source, and they do their homework, I did find this, that the White House issued a statement through Jay Carney. Remember when that numbskull was the press secretary? After Whitney Houston's death, noting that President Obama's, quote, thoughts and prayers are with Whitney Houston's family, especially her daughter. As far as we know, and unless somebody can send me otherwise, but it has to be concrete and credible, the White House has never made any public expression of condolence or mourning to mark the passing of Chris Kyle. I find that interesting. And you can take the word interesting any way you want. That's it. Every once in a while, can't help it, have to do it. Now, speaking of the military, Peon, you were not in the military. Dan, you were not in the military. And I'm not holding that against you. Not everybody can be in the military. But I thought you might find this interesting. And Colin's going to come in about the half hour and tell us what's entertaining and what's not so entertaining. What do you think and I have a reason for doing this, and it's not the reason you might think. What do you think a private who goes, let's say somebody turns 18, they get out, they're out of high school, they go in the service, what do you think they make? What do you think the salary is?
Ooh, 20.
I just pulled this up from the Army website, by the way.
22,000.
Yeah, I would say something in the 20s.
About 17, and then after 4 months, it's 18,300. And before you say, well, that's ridiculous, no, it's not, and I'm going to tell you why. I think if more people who have no skill, no direction, no desire to go to school would join the military, it could absolutely make their lives better. Now, of course, unless I'm not advocating or condoning or hoping that anybody gets limbs blown off or anything like that, but the great percentage, great majority of people in the military don't come back like that. Unfortunately, many do. But my point is, if you're lost and out there and you're subjected to wanting to commit crime or join gangs or whatever, if you join the military at $18,378 a year, by the way, when you make private second class, you jump to $20,602. When you make private first class, you're at 21, and then after 6 years, you're at $24,400. But think about this. You don't have to pay for food. You don't have to pay for lodging. And you do get bonuses and allowances. There are ways to get allowances to live off post. It's a pretty good life, if you think about it. And a lot of people in the military not only learn things that they'd pay a fortune to learn if they had to pay to go to school to do it, like how to fly, how to work computers and radar and whatever, they can save a boatload of money. Because the only money you spend is should you decide to, I don't know, buy yourself a car while you're on post. You wouldn't really need to. Or should you decide to get on a plane and go to Hawaii. But you can save a lot of money. And if you're a specialist or a corporal E4, after 6 years, you're close to $30,000 a year, which I'm going to say would be the equivalent of more like $45,000 a year. Because when you think of all the things you're not having to pay for, it's a pretty good way to go. And I know parents of especially young men who say that when their son went into the military, it absolutely turned him into a man and gave him discipline and taught him respect, gave him a skill, direction, and those skills were things that he could then take into the civilian world and use and had a much greater opportunity getting a decent job because of what he'd done in the military. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Staff Sergeant, E6, after 6 years, makes $35,578. Now, I know that to a lot of people, they go, well, that's not a lot of money. Well, it's not, and that's why it's really not a lot of money when a highway patrolman makes it. Now you really got something that we should be embarrassed about. Or a really good school teacher with a lot of training. Because those people don't have housing paid for. They don't get meals at the commissary and discounts at the base exchange. So I just thought it was interesting what, you kids who do decide to stay in school, if you go into, get some college and you go into the service as an officer, you start as a second lieutenant at $34,862. And after 6 years, you're at $43,000. And by the way, if you can make major after 6 years, you're at about $70,000 a year. So not all bad in the military. And sometimes I don't know that I wish I stayed in, but sometimes I wonder, what would have happened? What would I have learned? What would I have become? What would my skill have been had I been in the military? We're going to take some calls, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Did you guys know that in Switzerland you don't have any choice? In Switzerland, every young male has to be trained in the military-type basic training and has to be proficient with a weapon. And go check the murder rate and crime rate in Switzerland, where most households, it's not mandatory, but they're encouraged to have weapons for protection in their homes. Check their crime rate.
Hey, someone called, too, while we were during our break, and we can take some phone calls here in a second, but they said that there's some filth in a song. Megan Trainor's All About That Bass.
I like that song.
But the kids' All
bop
version.
All About That Bass, About Dead Bass, About Dead
Bass. I know, and our band does that. But
you didn't know you were doing filth, did you?
No, no, it's not her version. It's the kids' bop version of it. This guy said, it's on YouTube, too. You can go kids' bop, type in Megan Trainor, All About That Bass. Kids' bop.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yes. Is that the good vibrations?
No.
Played in high school?
I just had our engineer, Mike Breitenstein, install on my phone. This is a very expensive, sophisticated app. No, the average person can't get it. It's called, it's an SFA. It's a song filth app.
Oh.
And you just mentioned the kids' version, and it went off. How about that?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
How about that?
Kids Bop, he said it's about a minute 26 into the song. And the original song, Megan Trainor, she goes, I'm bringing booty back. But this, they swear that it's saying something else about back
door. Do we have it? Do we have it to play?
Back
door. What is it they say it's saying that you can get away with saying, just so we know what you're talking about? They're saying it says what?
Let's see. I would just say anal. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should play the one everybody knows, a little bit of that, All About That Bass, About That Bass.
And she says, I'm bringing booty back.
I'm bringing booty back.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No.
I'm bringing booty back. Booty call. Booty sometimes refers to money. Pian, can you play a little of the hit everybody knows? And then we're going to drop this. It's not our job. We're not the music police. Although, I think we've gone above and beyond.
Let me see.
Thank you to that listener, by the way. See, listeners feel that this is important, too. Is this the kids' version?
No. Well, hold on, I'm trying to find a...
Dan, get Abuse Boy on the phone. we may have to do this during the break.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
Oh,
about
yeah.
That bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble.
Megan Trainor, I like it.
About that bass. About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk and all the right places.
What she's saying is, I'm not a stick, I'm not a skeleton, and she's not.
No.
I'm a full-figured girl, and I'm happy with that. Now, you have the kids' version?
Yes.
Kids' version.
All right. I'd like to hear this, see if Dan knows what he's talking about.
You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Hey! I'm bringing it all back. Go ahead and sell the money.
Whoa!
Whoa. I'm bringing anal back.
Wow. That's a kid's version, a kid's bop.
By the way, it sounds almost exactly like the
I
other
know,
one.
I know, it does.
Why do they need a kid's version? It's the same thing.
I don't know.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know
you know what
kids
it is?
Bop is?
So they could slip that in because they would never think it'd be slipped in on the kid's version. We see right through that.
Oh, yeah.
See right through it. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you'll be taking that off the set list.
Well, we played the Megan Trainor version.
Okay, you're not playing the dirty version.
No, not the filth version.
Right, here we go. Phones are lighting up. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Laura has been holding much too long, and I'm sorry about that, but thank you. Laura, how are you?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to ask you, Frank, do you think it should be mandatory here for 1 year that, that 18-year-olds do the military for just even a year?
I don't know that the answer to that, because I haven't thought it out, because I think you'd have to specify what you mean by due 1 year. If by that you mean the just basic training, knowledge of the country and the military, I don't know that that would be a bad idea, unless the young man is not physically capable or mentally capable. But yeah, if you can pass the test, I don't see how that might would, I don't know why it would be a bad idea. Maybe you could tell me why.
Well, I think it would be a good idea. My husband, he did 4 years before. I mean, he tried college. It really wasn't his thing. And then he did 4 years, and then he came out, and he went to college, and he finished. And, you know, today, I mean, now he's a CFO. But he said that was extremely pivotal, that what he learned. And, you know, he just said, I just think there's so many kids out there today who, you know, it would benefit.
Well, let me put it this way. Sometimes when you force people to do things for their own good, it works out. We force kids to go to school. They don't get a choice. You know, I'm not going to seventh grade. Yeah, you are. You're going to seventh grade, and you're supposed to go to high school. And I think at 16, you can decide, nah, I'm going to quit. You can do that. But till then, you have to go. And if we made, then you'd have to say, well, why just men? Why not make all 18-year-olds do 1 year? Okay, I'm for that, too. Make them all go. It can't hurt them. Can't hurt.
Yeah.
And probably might make their lives richer and better, and they'd be a little smarter when they got out, and probably help them get a better job.
Well, and hopefully just even more mature and less. A lot of these kids today seem, and because I used to teach, it seemed very parent-dependent. I mean, very, very parent.
Oh, guess what? When you're in the Army, you're not parent. They tell you right away, your mommy's not here. I mean, they make that very clear. No, I think it probably would be a good idea, but I'd be open to anybody telling me why it wouldn't be a good idea. But
I would be curious, too, if anybody would call and explain if they could pass the test, why that wouldn't help them maturity-wise and help them. You know,
what also might happen would be that once they've done it a year, they might go, you know what? There's a lot about this that I like, and I now realize this will, if I continue for 3-4 years, will help me pay to go to college that I couldn't afford before. They just get a taste of it. Or after a year, they go, man, I don't want to be a soldier. Okay, you're out after a year. It's not for you. No, I think it's probably a good idea.
I do, too, and my husband thought it was great, and he just said it was just a good growing up period for him, you know, and when he got out, he was ready to do the school thing, and So I don't know. Everyone's different. But he said, I just think, you know, just like Switzerland requires it, he goes, I think it ought to be required. And I said, I don't think that's a bad idea, knowing what, you know, you see coming through the school system.
Well, here's something to think about. I know lots of people who are in one form or another in the military, and I've heard in my life very few of them say, being in the military was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Think about
that's
it.
That's true.
You don't hear that.
That's a good point.
Laura, thank you for the call.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Jim is next. Hello, Jim. How are you? Jim?
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. What's up?
Well, you were talking about, first of all, I've been a fan of yours since the 80s when you had the joke at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. People do it. We're just trying to put an end to it. We never will. Go ahead.
I got drafted in 1970,
mm-hmm.
and I was married, and they gave my wife, I don't know, a couple hundred a month, mm-hmm. and you know what I got? $63.
You know, I wish I could remember what I got out, because I went in 72, and I was married, and I they paid us in cash. Did they pay you in cash?
I can't remember.
Yeah, you go to the paymaster to the window, and they literally shell out 20, 40, 60.
Okay.
They paid you in cash, and I don't remember the amount, but I remember paying cash thinking, hey, this is pretty neat, getting cash.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah, now I remember it. But, boy. You know, you go out to, whenever you got a pass to go uptown or on the base, and have a beer, the beers are 10 cents.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there's a great advantage. You go anything to the base exchange or the post exchange, it was dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
How long were you in?
I served 2 years active and 4 in reserves.
Okay. It didn't screw you up too badly, did it?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
And when I got out, I went back to college. And they were paying me $486 a month, and plus I was working as a janitor at the university. So, well, I was in chips.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
For the call. All right, here goes Jim. He's glad he did. 6 years total, actually, too active. Paul is next. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Frank and the gang. I am AM in the PM.
That is the best way that a person can be, I think. What's up?
So Frank, I joined at 17, joined the Marine Corps at 17 and spent almost right at 9 years. And I was telling Dan, I got a whopping, when I went in, $450 a month, so $5,400 a year. And in 1983, got married, and I think I was making almost $10,000 as a corporal at the time.
Ooh,
yep,
ooh.
Yep. We were walking in tall cotton back
you
then.
You bet.
Right?
You and by the way, again, would you agree? Living expenses were a whole lot less because the Army made it possible for you to go to the commissary, go to the PX, and get stuff cheaper than anybody else could buy it.
They did. They did. I mean, you know, we learned how to eat. Chicken thighs about any way you could fix them pretty well, because that was one of the cheapest pieces of meat you could get back then. So.
Yeah. Who gets tired of chicken? Not me.
So, anyhow, no, and you know what? It was great for me. So, I got a lot out of it and been a big part of my life and always will be. So.
How did you get in at 17?
My parents had the sign. I couldn't take the discipline at my house, so I had to leave for the Marine Corps.
so they could ease up on you.
Yeah, your house must have had some discipline if you went to the Marines to get away. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Yeah, see, the thing is, the kids that really need that discipline, since it's voluntary, if you say to them, all right, you have no direction, you're going down the wrong path, you're driving your mom and me crazy, get down to the recruiter. They're not going to say, okay, then I can do that. And that's why maybe if it were mandatory, you know, because I think sometimes the people that need it most are the ones that don't go. Now, some do to escape what looks like a go-nowhere life. I'm just going to go in the military. Elizabeth's next. Hello, Elizabeth.
How y'all doing? I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, my dad was Army for 30 years in World War II, a Korean, and my brother was Marine in the Vietnam, my other brother Navy, and I was Air Force.
Wow.
But when I was over in Germany, I'm not sure if it's true today, but at the time, Germans had a mandatory two-year service commitment they had to do, I think before age 22 or 24, they had to complete 2 years in the military.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think Israel was something like that.
Yeah, also. And when I lived over there, it was not a big deal, I think, mainly because, you know, they grew up with the expectation. So right. It was just something that was going to be a part of what they do as they got older. So it was never something that they argued over or anything, and it was just a standard thing that's almost like a rite of passage, actually. But I think, you know, when I was in the troublemakers that came in that needed to get away from whatever they were trying to get away from, most of them continued to be troublemakers, and they didn't last. And those, I think, that were walking the fence, the majority of them, I feel, the ones I came across, decided that this is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
They realized that there's a lot of advantages to it.
Yeah. What did you do when you were in?
My first assignment was I was an executive officer for the maintainers of the B-52s.
Wow.
And it was a great job. I actually really, that was the best assignment I ever had.
All right. Good for you. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And
hope. I like the idea. It would be nice if it was mandatory because I think it would change a lot of lives around, actually.
All right. I agree. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Y'all too. I like that y'all thing. That tells me there's somebody in that family spent some time in the South. It will hit Jerry. Not going to hit him. We'll talk to him. We'll take a break. Jerry, how are you?
Yeah. I'm AM to PM.
Well, that is a very good way to be. And wow, are you loud?
5 days a week. I work with the military, so I know they have some great benefits. Like, depending upon your rank and the number of members you have in your family, like, say, if you get married, have your wife in, the military gives you a rental check every month.
Yeah.
Separate from your salary.
Right, living allowance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's also the benefit, like if you do 20 years or if you're 100% disabled, or if you're just in the military, you're full-time, you can, are you reservist? Let's say if you run up, your car breaks down, or some other, you got to take off the trip, somebody's sick or so, you can contact one of the military aid societies, like the Navy Marine Corps Society, the Army Relief, Air Force Aid Society, whatever. And they can actually give you a, based on the information you provide and the verification source, you can actually get a non-interest-bearing loan.
Beautiful.
To take care of that. Let's say if you have to go out, somebody gets sick or ill, they'll pay for your plane ticket, they'll give you money for a taxi cab, give you money for food to eat and all that. Let's say if your wife is traveling to a new base, they can do that. They can also, there's a lot of things they can do. And then maybe about 2 months later, they'll start taking a, say maybe 100, depending upon the amount that you're, you borrow from, out of your check every month, and it's not an interest bearing loan.
Wow, if only we treated our veterans as well as we treat our active duty people.
Yeah, well, you know something, if you are a veteran, I like to say to the veterans out there, if you have one of those permanent ID cards, you've been in the military for 20 years, or you're 100% disabled, so or something like that, all you have to do is call 877-272-7337. You might be able, you know, like if you, that's the American Red Cross to the Aid Society, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you never know, you might be eligible.
All right, well, that's good to know.
You might be eligible. The only thing, and the woman who was saying about, let's put everybody in the military, I only have one problem with that, because there's still a lot of, you know, you put these women in there, you put these, some of these men too, they have never been able to resolve about these kids, young people getting raped or are getting, you know, abused or so or something like that. I mean, I tried myself during the Vietnam War to go into the military, but I was ineligible because of the fact I have a bad leg.
Yeah.
And in fact, after stealing somebody's papers and going down there and getting on the plane, they sent, and this is a true story, they sent a big 6'5" Marine down there and snatched me off the plane, told me if I kept trying, they was going to lock me up in Leavenworth.
Well, you were, it was fraudulent, the way that you were getting in. You were stealing somebody else's identity, in a sense.
Well, this was the last time, but the other time I kept trying to tell them that I could run, you know. I mean, I understood that.
Yeah, I think you just ran from the telephone.
That's how much I wanted to go into the military.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jerry, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think he was running away as he was talking.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Take a break. We come back. See if Mr. Cleveland, just by chance.
I'm doing that right now.
Thank you very much. We'll get Colin Jeffrey in here. We'll find out what's going on in the world of entertainment. I want to introduce the people who've never been there to Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. I think everybody knows where Chesterfield Valley is. If you go out 40, you want to call it Interstate 64, that's fine too. And you go west. Go west, young man, go west. And you'll get out past Clarkson and you'll keep on going. And you'll come to Boone's Crossing. And you can't miss it because all of a sudden you're in this just gigantic glob of stores and retail buildings and businesses and shopping stuff. And but there's a Boone's Crossing exit. Get off there. And over on the south side of the highway, you're going to see this building that's not like any other building. It's a copper dome building. Looks like a giant UFO landed there. And inside that thing is a collection of wonderful things you're not going to find in any other store. Oh, you'll find some of them other stores. They're not the only place that has a pool table, but not many places do. But wait till you see the range of the variety of pool tables from $1,000 to, you know, $50,000, if that's what you want. Wait till you see the Oriental rug selection. Wait till you see the gaming section, the pinballs and the arcade games and electronic dartboards. And then there's the furniture, and especially the patio furniture. Now is the time to get the patio furniture that you're going to be so glad you bought that's going to last you many, many, many seasons. And the lighting department upstairs at Amini's, it's just a hard store to describe. So all I'm asking is to go in and give yourself at least 10, 15 minutes to walk through Amini's. Nothing else like it. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. You've probably seen it. Maybe you've been in it. Maybe you got scared away because the first thing you looked at was $10,000. Keep moving. Keep walking. Look through that store. It's a fantastic, fun place with a lot of very practical merchandise that's going to last you a long, long time because they don't sell any junk at Amini's. Amini's, home of the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley.
Meet me.
Get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, this report brought to you by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise, up 3.5% since last year. Get an in-depth salary forecast by visiting accountemps.com/salarycenter. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Well, here's what we've got on eastbound 270. Things are slowing now east of McDonald through Highway 170. Continue east, and you're going to hit the brakes right at Old Halls Ferry, and that goes solid all the way over to the Canal Bridge. Only the left lane is getting through on the new Canal Bridge right now, so you can expect long delays as you try to make your way into Madison County. Westbound 40, you're slowing now from Boyle through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Mason through 141. Southbound 170 stacks up from Ladue down through Highway 40. We've got slow traffic on southbound 270 from about Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Then you're jamming up again from Highway 44 to just before Highway 55. I believe we've got an incident that has lane blockage before 55. And on westbound 70, things are just a little bit slow at Jennings Station Road. And this report also brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. February 14th is also National Donor Day. Share your heart and share the gift of life. Sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor at organdonor.gov. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tomorrow, it's an SEC matchup as Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers roll into Tuscaloosa to take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
Ahead running is Brown in front of the pack, jams it.
Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8 on the Big 550.
Bang, you buried it.
KTRS.
Think you can just ignore your acid reflux? Think again. Untreated acid reflux disease can lead to ulcers, bleeding, scarring, even cancer in your esophagus. And unfortunately, antacids come with their own list of harmful side effects. That's why Zymbiotics was created. This new doctor-recommended breakthrough is scientifically designed to eliminate acid reflux the healthy and natural way. To help as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, Zymbiotics is now giving away free full-size trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Limit one free trial per household. Don't risk ignoring your acid reflux. Eliminate it with Zymbiotics. But this is an exclusive radio-only giveaway, so you can only get your free full-size trial by calling now in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-900-1798. 1-800-900-1798.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000. I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812. 1-800-600-8812.
We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo, April 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. Ron, why should a business have a booth at the show?
Well, the show is designed to help businesses of all sizes meet key decision makers and grow their businesses. We've had one exhibitor gain a $1 million contract at the show. It meant 20 new jobs for the business.
Really?
There is no other way a company can make this amount of quality contacts in just one day.
Are there certain types of businesses that have more success at the show?
We have businesses of all types and sizes exhibit at the show, from nonprofits to for-profits. The show is ideal for any company that's looking for more sales and needs to build its sales pipeline.
Oh, well, tell me how a company signs up.
We've still got some booths available, but space is limited.
Okay.
Reserve your space today. Call 314-569-0076 or visit stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
What was that website again?
stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
At JJS Flooring and Decorating, it's a new year. New look, new feel, new products, new prices, and new floors. JJS Flooring operates a bit differently than the big box stores. They offer next day installation on select products that are in stock. JJS Flooring has an established personal and professional bond with their representatives of larger manufacturers such as Shaw, Armstrong, and American Oleum. Now at JJS Flooring, you can get carpet installed with pad starting at $1.40 a square foot. They have in-stock hardwood starting at just $2 a square foot, as well as ceramic and VCT for 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring takes great pride in providing you exceptional customer service. They are located at 2301 Gravois Avenue in South City, just west of downtown St. Louis. Call them at 314-772-3996 or visit them online at jjsflooring.com. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring and Decorating. Their service will floor you.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Here's to a getaway with great rates and the best views of the Colorado River. The Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. With Nevada-style casino gaming, top main entertainment, dining at Laughlin's finest buffet and gourmet room, and boat cruises on the beautiful Colorado River, the Riverside Resort has everything you need for an inexpensive getaway. Make your reservations by calling 800-227-3849. That's 800-227-3849. Or online at riversideresort.com. John Laughlin, Riverside Resort in Laughlin, Nevada.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh boy, here we go. Everybody likes to be entertained. Let's see if there's anything worth checking out that will entertain us. The guy who's going to tell us is Colin Jeffrey. Bill Cleveland has graciously consented to go into the Playhouse today. So, Colin's brought to you by ORIC, and you need to know that because there are several locally owned and operated ORIC home care centers in their great stores. Go in. You'll see. You'll see that we're right. Tell me your name on the PM. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, hello. Hello. How are you, Frank?
Good. Just looking to check to make sure you don't have any food or drink because, you know, you cannot have that in the studio.
I cannot. I do not.
I don't see anything, so continue.
It's clean.
Yeah. It's clean.
Okay, clear. Yeah, go ahead.
It's almost anally clean in here. Like,
no, someone... don't say that. See, don't say that. That doesn't sound right.
Fair enough. Man.
With the word clean after it, it just doesn't sound right.
We've got some DVDs coming out this week. The big ones are all like action and horror movies. Dracula Untold. This movie was not good. It tells the origin story of Dracula. Ouija was not particularly good. John Wick, Keanu Reeves was actually all right. So decent action movie. But then my pick for the week, if you need to see something that's sort of it's a feel good movie, sort of. It's called Hector and the Search for Happiness. It's got Simon Pegg in the lead role. You've probably heard of him. He's in Mission Impossible, the most recent one. It's a guy's search to sort of be happy in life. So I recommend you check that out. It only made about $1 million, but good little independent movie, Hector and the Search for Happiness.
Okay.
Got some new shows on TV. New TV finally returns. But before we talk about new TV, Frank, I watched Parenthood. I know you did.
I'm telling you something. I'm so sorry that show's over.
I am too.
I'm. It's getting harder and harder to find shows that aren't just filled with profanity and
this was one, and it was still believable. I know that in real life people curse, I know, but it's overdone. And this was they were able to pull it off and make you really believe they were a real family without a lot of that stuff. It was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought the finale was very good.
I did too. I thought, man, sometimes you go, that's it. That, no, they did it just right.
Yeah, and so I was happy to see it sort of leave on top. I'm glad it got this last year.
Yep.
NBC on Thursday will make it official. They will have no comedies left when the new show Allegiance premieres. You may have seen previews for this during the Super Bowl. The idea is it's a CIA rookie who gets his first case unknowingly investigating his parents who are part of a Russian sleeper cell. So there you go. If you need sort of a twisty, turny type show, that's probably your best bet right now.
Now, that's entertainment critiquing lingo, twisty-turny.
Yeah, I know. Well, you make fun of me when I use other words.
No, we make fun of you anyway. We're always going to do that.
There we go. Okay.
Get used to it.
I'll try my best. So that's the brand new show on NBC, and it's really sad that this is the first time in 20, 30 years that NBC won't have any comedies on Thursday night. So it's all drama on NBC. Then this Sunday, I'm really nervous about the show. I hope it turns out well, but I'm not quite positive.
Right. Yeah. Hey. I was a jerk. So I will pay you what I owe you, plus interest. You just let me come through.
I suggest you find parking somewhere else.
And
you
probably, I don't say it. Better Call Saul.
You got it.
I knew it from the sound. I hope it's good.
I hope so, too. Bob Odenkirk and... I really hope it turns out well. So that is Sunday night on AMC at 9, but that's just the part. It's a two-night premiere. Then it goes to Monday night at 9, and that is its regular time. So Sunday and Monday you need to watch. We'll have a good idea, and that's a big move by AMC, putting one of their big shows on against everyone else's prime time
lineup. I'm going to say it's going to be really good.
I hope so. I mean, Vince Gilligan hasn't given us a stinker yet. When he came to the X-Files, he wrote some of the best X-Files episodes, and that was really his big launch, and I've liked everything he's done. So I've got high hopes. Then on Sunday night, we also have, if Better Call Saul or Walking Dead isn't your cup of tea, you can watch the Grammys are on Sunday night. You a big Grammys fan?
Oh. No, because I've lost touch with so much of the music. I don't know.
What if I told you that Kanye West is going to perform twice, Frank?
Okay, now.
There you go.
There, dude.
Now I'm you're sold. Talking.
There you go. For the first time in 6 years,
easy for you.
Kanye, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Kanye West returns to the stage, so he'll be on a couple of times. No Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Grammys. I'd rather have Taylor Swift.
Swift? What's the matter with you?
Holy cow. That is wrong.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
Something is, yeah. Just not going well. Then this is a pet peeve of mine. I feel like it ties in. Gisele Bündchen, married to Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
She took to Twitter after the Super Bowl win and found a screen grab from NBC's broadcast of her kissing Tom Brady, tweeted that out with the accompanying, "We're so proud of you, Daddy. Congrats. Hashtag Go Pats Super Bowl SB49. And then all of that also in Spanish. I hate when couples put stuff online to say, look how great and perfect we are.
Yeah, say it in person, too.
They'll be divorced in 2 years.
No, I agree. I hate that.
Those are the kind of couples that get divorced in two years. They'll be divorced.
I'll see that on Facebook. One person of the couple will say something to the other, and they'll respond back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
If I decide to do a Facebook page, you know what I'm going to put on my page? I'm going to put a shot and audio of me and my wife yelling at each other.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there it drives me nuts. And then Jimmy Fallon shooting this week from California, taking the Tonight Show back there, he kicked it off with a parody.
Oh, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, if that's okay, I'll tell you how I brought the Tonight Show back out to L.A.
And there you go. He parodied perfectly, recreating the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He did that for his show, going back to L.A., bringing the Tonight Show back out where Jay Leno had it for all those years.
Real quickly, a lot of people might not know this. Jimmy Fallon's great-great-great-grandfather, the name was changed back then. His name was James O'Fallon. And there's a little town in Illinois. He found it. A lot of people may be
aware.
No. Okay, fine.
I couldn't help
that's
myself.
Just as good. That's just as good as mine. That's as good as mine was going to be. Yeah, Collinsville.
Oh, that's pretty good. And then everyone heard this, but we'll be able to confirm when the interview with Diane Sawyer
airs.
I'm having a rough day.
You need a drink.
I do.
You need a drink.
Bruce Jenner's mother confirmed that the reality star is transitioning into
the reality star.
Four.
I said star.
That's four
so,
now.
I said star.
I don't think so.
Oh, I said star. So, okay. So we'll be able to see the interview with Diane Sawyer, and then he is also, I believe, shopping a special with E.
Oh, he'll Bruce, get it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's already set, but
a series, I think. Like yeah. Following him,
Bruce Jenny
over his.
Nothing.
Over his year-long...
Nothing.
Just keep moving. That wasn't fun.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertaining.
Of course you are. And that clown. There he goes, Colin Jeffrey, with a lot of good stuff to think about. Some of the things he mentioned you want to avoid, some you want to see. But here's what you don't want to avoid. That's the Auric Home Care Centers. Please stop in. Tell them you're AM the PM. There's so many things in there to make your home a better place. And, of course, they have the great Auric vacuum cleaners. But, wow, wait till you see the other great products they have. Auric. Remember that name. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Sometimes I feel like I've run out of things to say about American Equity Mortgage, but here's the thing. All they really ever want me to say is American Equity Mortgage, because I think most everybody knows what a mortgage company does. They loan people money. They loan people money to buy houses, or they loan people who are already homeowners money for other things that may come along that they need. And there are other places that do that, lots of places, but they're not American Equity Mortgage. They're trying to be. They want to be. They say things to make you think they're going to confuse you into calling them, thinking you're calling American Equity Mortgage, but that's not going to happen if you get the phone number right. And the phone number, not to be confused with any other, is 314-878-9999. And the name, if you know the name, you know the website, AmericanEquity.com. And they would be happy to show you how to get out from under that credit card debt. The number one culprit, that's the number one, top of the heap, king of the hill, as a credit card debt, because it's bad debt. Turn it into good debt and get it paid off. They'll help you. American Equity Mortgage.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and